University of Warwick podcast series on well-being, developed by the Counselling Service. This episode is focused on writer's block.
Do you find yourself regularly struggling to get started on a piece of work? This may be caused by procrastination or writer's block. Procrastination involves putting off work, which seems daunting. If this applies to you, then take a listen to our podcast on procrastination. So, what is writer's block? Writer's block describes an inability to work. It may happen every time you face a blank page or screen, resulting in screwed up pieces of paper, overuse of the delete key, hours of pacing, and a debilitating feeling of fear and frustration. There are many possible reasons for writer's block, such as fear, anxiety, a life change, or the beginning or end of a project. It's important to think objectively about why you can't work. Here are some possible causes of writer's block. Fearing being judged. Completing the task requires an end assessment, and you may be concerned about this. Receiving criticism or praise may be difficult for you. Not having the necessary information, knowledge, or understanding, so you may not have the necessary tools to complete the task in hand. A difficulty in expressing the meaning of what you want to say. You may struggle to put your thoughts into words. The missing link. You can't connect what you know to what is required. Defeatism. You no longer believe in your ability to work because you've been unable to on many other occasions and no one can convince you otherwise. Perfectionism. Setting yourself extremely high standards and fearing falling short of these standards, as this would feel like failure. So, how could you move out of writer's block? Create an environment that encourages you to work, a space where you won't be distracted or interrupted. Be comfortable, but not too comfortable, and establish a routine. Find out what works for you in terms of lighting, temperature, noise levels, time of day, and make changes if necessary. Ensure you have all of the equipment and information you need before you begin working. You may struggle to acknowledge with others any gaps in your knowledge. To avoid staying blocked, can you convince yourself of the benefits of asking for help? Break down the project or assignment into small, manageable steps and develop reasonable deadlines for each step. Reward yourself with short refreshment breaks and avoid trying to write straight through the whole day. Manageable writing periods are best. If you're feeling completely blocked, try free writing on the topic. Try not to correct yourself as you write. Instead, make notes, such as add details later. Try brainstorming or making a mind map of the information. Try audio recording anything that comes into your mind when you think of the topic, even if it seems ridiculous. This way, you're getting your mind working again. Start asking yourself questions about the information you've recorded. What might it connect to? What other ideas does this lead you on to? Try to ignore any critical voices in your head. Don't aim for perfect. Remember, your objective is to get yourself working again. As your confidence grows, your work can be edited and refined. Consider praise and criticism as a normal consequence of producing work for assessment. Something from which you can learn from. It's the piece of work that is being judged, not you as a person. Try talking to someone who doesn't know anything about the subject. This may reassure you that you do know more than some people know, so it's a bit of a boost, and it can get you thinking about the topic in simple terms to get you started. If you're struggling to put your thoughts down in words, start by expressing things simply to get yourself working again. Try producing anything, however rubbish it may seem to you at the time. Remember, the hardest part is getting started.
Please see the Warwick Counselling Service website for further information and links to sources of support both within and outside of the university. You may also find it helpful to talk to a counsellor in the service. We offer individual appointments, group therapy, email counselling, and run workshops throughout term time focused on specific issues. You can register for counselling directly on the website or telephone the service on 02476 523 761.